a love for the New Testament, but we need to remember that there is so much in the Old Testament as well that God wants to share with us. The title, for want of a better one, may be Robbing God's Storehouse, and from Malachi. And let me just begin by saying this, that when the people heard Malachi call them to return to the Lord, because they'd wandered from the Lord, instead of obeying that call, they began to argue with Malachi. Malachi, God's prophet. But he didn't hesitate to tell them how to start returning to God. He said, bring to God the things that are rightly his. And as we look at what Malachi is saying, there was the sin of robbery in at least three different areas. So we'll quickly look at those three areas. The first comes from Malachi 3, verses 7 and 8. They were robbing God. How terrible. Do we rob God? Well, listen. The people had promised to bring their gifts, but they'd not kept that promise. When we obey God's word and bring our gifts as an act of worship with grateful hearts, that pleases God. Now, don't think it's all about money, because it's not. The gifts that God has given us have been given to use in his service. And so we should be using those gifts. Maybe it's the gift of hospitality. Maybe it's the gift of generosity. Maybe it's the gift of prayer, praying for other people. And so forth, we could go on. And the people just weren't doing that. They were being blessed by God. They were being given gifts to use in his service, and yet they were not using them. So by doing that, they were robbing God. Number 2, verses 9 to 11, they were robbing themselves. Don't often think that we rob ourselves, do we? In robbing God, the people were not fulfilling the promise. So we are told that God would not fulfill his promise and he would not bless them. And the result in that time was that the insects had invaded the land and the grain and the fruit were not maturing. So they were losing out themselves. You see, when we rob God, we always rob ourselves. We rob ourselves of what? Of spiritual blessings that always come with obedience and faithfulness. And this is something that Paul raises with the church in Corinth, because they were losing out on blessings because of the way the church was behaving. Giving is an act of faith, but God rewards that faith in every way. That is not the reason we give, because the kind of motivation would be selfish if we just gave because we knew God would repay us. Yes, God will bless us, but we don't do it for that reason. We do it because we love God and we want to use the gifts that he has given to us. We give because we love God and want to obey him. Let's be honest. God is very generous to us. And also, he lays up for us treasures in heaven. We can't begin to think or understand what awaits us, but we know that it's good. We know that it's a greater thing than we've experienced here on earth. So, what we do now pays rich dividends for all eternity. So serving God, using his gifts, that helps us for the future. As Luke and Paul echo God's promise in the New Testament, each believer must be fully persuaded in their heart what the Lord wants him or her to do, what the Lord wants us to do. So they were robbing God, they were robbing themselves of all those blessings. And verse 12, they were robbing others. God's promise to the people of old was, the Lord will establish you as a holy people if you keep the commandments of the Lord and walk in his ways. So by walking with God and giving our gifts to him, and as I've said, not just money, but other gifts that we possess, this is the important part, then others will see that we walk with God and we will not be robbing them of a bright future. You know, you think of it, whether it's hospitality, whether it's generosity, whether it's prayer, whether it's concern, it's mundane things, it's not mundane, going shopping for someone, all of these things are gifts that God gives us the ability to use in his service. And what happens when we do this? Have you noticed people sometimes think, oh, why are they doing it for me? And then you see gradually they will see why. Because you are doing it as part of God's work. We are blessed by God. We are given the spirit of helping people. And by doing that, we are introducing people to the love of Jesus. And you know, it came very much with the old days of our church here, the Motor Project. Those kids, why are you doing it? You're not charging us and we've got to pay. What an opportunity it gave us. It's because we're Christians. It's part of our church work. We love the Lord and we're doing it for him. And as Neil reminded me when he brought some young people down, we went down to Timmouth and some young people came to the Lord and we baptized them there in the sea. So you never know what you do, what it could impact it could have. So that's why using God's gifts are so important. And you know, it worries me sometimes because as soon as you talk about giving gifts to God, people think money. That's probably the least important. It's time. It's energy. It's the things that God has given us the ability to use in his service. They are the great and wonderful gifts. So by walking with God and giving our gifts to him, we will be able to be not guilty of robbing God. And so the challenge is, we are to live our lives that prove we aren't robbing God of those gifts, but that we're using them in his service, and that means in the advancement of his kingdom, because people will come to him when they see us living that kind of life. And yeah, when I think of it, I could say I, at one time, thought I had no ability, certainly not to stand up and speak. But God changed that. He sent me into youth work, got to know young people, saw so many needs among the young people. They respected and loved Eunice and me, and partnerships came. And thank God that in my early days, God used that time to show me that things I'd said I couldn't do, I could do. And other young people were used to egg me on. So, you know, it's wonderful, isn't it? You know, you think you're serving young people, but they're serving you too. So there we are. Let's use our gifts in God's service. Amen.